You are listening to the MZBC Students Greenhouse Podcast. For more information about Mount Zion Baptist Church, go to mzbc.net/students or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @mzbcstudents.
So how often have you guys found yourself in this situation where maybe you're taking pictures or something and you just don't know what to do with your hands? Right, so I've been a photographer off and on for a long time, and when I was in Texas for a little while, I worked at a kid's sports photography place, editing photos and things, and here's what I learned. This is like common fact of all mankind. Guys have no clue how to take pictures properly. There's no clue, unless they're trained. Girls, on the other hand, they're like born with it. They know, like, when that camera comes out, how to like angle just right and turn and do the like lips and like get the, you know, the gooseneck from happening. Like, I mean, like, they know. Just like, it's instinct. And so I would be editing photos, and it's like a cheer group, and everything, you know, all the photos are good, and then I come to like a boys baseball team, and they're all like, and they just have no clue. And I remember one of the early things in doing photo shoots is I always have to tell guys what they have to do with their hands, because we just have no clue. Okay, like, what do I do? I don't know. I don't know how to use my hands at all. Hey, you're fine. You want to be in junior high greenhouse now? Just jump ahead. Sweet, she's cute. That's awesome. Anyway, so we just don't know what to do, and so you have to tell them, like, okay, put it in your pocket, thumbs out, you know, all those kinds of things. A lot of times, for most of us, I have a feeling church is kind of like this. We don't really know what a lot of this is all about, and whenever it comes to, like, this style of worship we're doing, like, we don't know, like, what to do with our hands. There's, like, that one guy who does, and he's just, like, going after it, you know, and you're kind of like, cool, I guess. Like, do I do that too? This feels weird. I don't know. And we're like, in a Baptist church, and so that's kind of weird anyway, right? Like, our muscles don't always work that way where we can raise our hands and clap and like, jump around and all those kinds of things. It's something we kind of got to learn. Okay, where's the line on this? Because you can get too crazy with it. There are people that get a little too crazy, and it gets distracting, and it's not good. So over the coming weeks, I want us to walk through some of those things, like during musical worship. What are appropriate things that we can do, appropriate ways that we can respond and worship God? Not that you have to do those ways. Everybody connects with God differently. And so some people, raising hands in certain moments is a way you connect with God and lift high his name. And other times, fall on your knees. Other times, standing there. Me personally, and we'll get into this. I'm kind of jumping ahead. But me personally, like, this is kind of my go-to. I mean, this is a lot of how I worship, or I'm, you know, kind of doing this number, like punching my hand. I'm not sure why. But those are just things that I do while I'm worshiping. Those are the kinds of things. And so I want us to kind of go through those. That way you find yourself there and you're like, okay, what can I do or what should I do? Just kind of in those moments, kind of learn how to do those. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about why you have to hear a guy like me every week talk about the Bible, and then talk about why I insist constantly that you guys get into small groups, just so you kind of get the lay of the land and know why we do all of these things. But tonight, specifically, I want us to talk about Greenhouse as a whole, why we even come here and meet to begin with. So let's turn to the book of Hebrews. If you got a Bible or an app on your phone, a Bible app on your phone, that kind of thing, app on your Bible, that'd be fun. Hebrews, let's go to chapter 10. Verse 24. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. I'll give you another second to turn there. If it's helpful, it's page 1007 in my Bible. All right, here we go. Verse 24. We're going to read 24 and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day draw near. So this section of this chapter, just to give you context, is that for those of you who are Christians, this is a really good section to come to look at the security of your faith. Like what it means to be secure in your relationship with Jesus and your faith. If you have moments where you're doubting that or you're questioning your relationship with God and those kinds of things, this is a good place to come. It's not the only place you can go, but this is a good section of the Bible to come to. This starting in verse like 19, I think, is where it is. But smack dab in the middle of this section that talks about how the security of our faith and what we're supposed to do to remain faithful and all these sorts of things is these two verses that talk about Christians gathering together. And so contextually, right, in context here, we would kind of gather that a part of our faith, a part of being in relationship with God, is that as Christians, we're supposed to gather together consistently. He says, not neglecting it, and so he's kind of focusing on, like, this should be a consistent thing. Now, he doesn't say, like, the first Tuesday of every third month, and, I mean, he doesn't, like, give us, like, bylaw, like, things, right? It's not every Wednesday you have to do Greenhouse or you don't love God. That's not at all what he's saying here, but there's a consistency that should come with meeting together as Christians, and that is a part of our individual faith, our relationship with God. So let's look at what that means. Verse 24, let's look at it again. He says, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. So he says, okay, let's consider, how are we supposed to push each other forward in our relationship? How are we to help each other? Well, and then he goes into, we have to meet together, right? Can you encourage someone and help them move forward in anything if you never see them? This means yes, this means no, right? Everybody with me? You awake? I know it was a long day at school. Some of you, it's like the first day, and so you're like, my brain doesn't work anymore, right? But just stay with me, okay? This is not going to be as long as some of my normal messages because we've got a lot of other things to do tonight. But you can't push someone forward. You can't encourage them or even really know them if you never meet with them, right? If you never see them, you can't have a relationship with that person, right? And so that's a big part. Thank you. Yeah, he gets it. Yeah, this means yes, and this means no. All right, cool. You guys can interact a little bit. Yeah, it's cool. All right. Pastor Kevin really likes it when you say amen to his messages. So if you're in there whenever he's preaching, man, just like give him some good amens. It might weird me out a little bit, but he loves that thing. So, but I like head nods. Right. Let me know that you're awake and you're listening. Those types of things. So a big reason to gather together and to do it consistently is to build relationships with one another, to push each other forward. Another part in Scripture talks about our relationship with each other as Christians is like iron sharpening iron. For those who don't know, like metal things, Jacob does. He does like cool stuff, like build swords and stuff. He's awesome. But like the only thing that can really sharpen iron the way that it's supposed to be sharpened is iron. It sharpens itself. In the same way, God says the only way that we can sharpen our faith, that we can really know more about God, is to get outside of ourselves. We have to be in relationship with other Christians because I understand God and Scripture a little differently. My relationship with God is my own relationship. Pastor Kevin's relationship with God is different than my relationship, and he might understand something in Scripture that I don't, and vice versa, and we can help each other understand things in Scripture a lot more deeply than you could just on your own in your own room just reading your own stuff. And so coming together helps us push ourselves further in our faith, but we can help push each other further in our faiths and our relationships with God. And why we do junior high specific Greenhouse is because where Sunday is awesome, and we get to be with like the whole church, and we get to be with all the adults and all those sorts of things. And there's times that we need to do that, and we need to learn how to interact with all generations. There's other times that's really good and specific to be in times like this, where you're in a room with people who are in the same situations that you are, people who are the same age that you are. They understand as much as one person can understand what another person is going through. They understand what you're going through, like. You can talk about things. So like, if you're at school and there's a teacher that's just like really frustrating you, I mean, that doesn't really happen, I know, but like if there is like a teacher that's like really frustrating you, right? If you talk to an adult about it, they're probably going to say, shut up and listen to the teacher, right? I mean, like parents usually side with their good parents. They usually side with the teacher, unless the teacher is wrong. That happens sometimes. But they usually side with the teacher and say, hey, you should probably just suck it up. They're the authority put over you, that kind of thing. But like your friends who are going through the same situation, they can kind of sympathize. And you want to have those kind of conversations, right? When you're in similar situations with each other, you can commiserate, I guess, is one way to say that. You understand each other in ways that I would never understand where you are currently. Yeah, I've been in junior high, but it's been a while because I'm old, right? And so Some of us, it's been a little longer. So you're in here, and you'll be in groups with people who are going through a lot of the same things that you're going through. Now, you have adults in the room who are awesome, and they've given of their time to come and invest in you and help push you forward, because commiserating only goes so far and goes really well for only so long. And then adults, they can help us and push us and to see things that we may not see because they're further down the road and they've experienced their relationship with God differently than what we have. Another big reason for having this time tonight, and the reason we do the way we do, or we have you guys jumping around, a lot of times we start the night with some kind of activity, some kind of fun game, or some kind of like PowerPoint thing or whatever, and then we do the fun songs, and then we focus in to this time, and then we go into small groups. It's because we want this to be a fun night that you would feel comfortable inviting your other friends to. That we want this to be a time that you enjoy, and you want to come here so much that you want to invite other people to come be with you. Because the reality is, if you don't like going somewhere, you're not going to invite your friends, are you? Right? Like you wouldn't willingly like invite your friends to go to your math class, would you? Unless you like love math, then maybe you would. I don't know. There's probably some of you in here that do. But our intention for tonight, for these nights, is to be focused on God, but in a way that you enjoy it and you get something out of it, so that in turn you'll go and invite more of your friends to come and be a part of this too, so that they can also learn more about God, or maybe learn about God for the first time. Kind of the catchphrase that Brent and I have stolen from another church, but that's okay. We're repurposing it. Is we want Greenhouse, we want Wednesday night to be the best night of the week for you guys. That's our intention. When we plan these things and we're intentional about even down to the activities and the jumping around during songs and all that kind of stuff, we're intentional even to the smallest detail as often as we can. And all of it is focused on you knowing more about God, who you are in God, and it being the best night of your week. So hopefully you grab a hold of that and you get excited about the stuff that we're doing here and you want to invite your friends. So my challenge for you, and then I'm going to wrap up this time, we're going to move on to the next thing. My challenge for you this semester, everybody looking up, everybody looking at me. My challenge for you this semester is to invite at least, you can be an overachiever, please be an overachiever, but at least two people that you know that don't come here or don't come here very often, invite them to Greenhouse, Junior High Greenhouse. This whole semester, you've got a while, okay? And it's only two people, but at least two people, invite them to Greenhouse. And I know some of you are homeschoolers, and you're like, well, like, the only other two people I know are like my little brother and sister, and they're not old enough to be in Junior High Greenhouse, so what do I do? Chances are you're probably involved in other activities, or you can be involved in other activities. I'll give you an example of my own life, okay? So as a minister, most of my day, I hang out in an office building with a bunch of other Christians, like ministers, right? So I can't be like, hey, you should go to church, because they already do. They were already here, right? And so I find myself in scenarios a lot of times where I'm not really hanging out with people who don't go to church. And so I specifically joined, when I first got here in Huntsville, I specifically joined a fly fishing club. You'll hear lots about fly fishing because I love fly fishing and it's the best. I joined a fly fishing club so that I could hang around people who don't go to church and try to build relationships with them. Now, I'm not doing as great of a job as I should be. Just let you know, be honest about that. But I got outside of my own little world and intentionally went and found a place, something that I was interested in, so that I would keep going and keep hanging out with those people. But got myself around people who were not necessarily going to church or going to my church. And so there's probably something. There's clubs of all kinds and sports of all kinds. There's some kind of activity that you can be involved in that can get you around people who aren't going to church, and you can invite them to come. So that rant aside, your challenge this semester is invite at least two people, two friends, to join you here at Junior High Greenhouse. Let me pray, and then we'll move into the next thing. Father, I thank you so much for this time. I thank you for your word, that it never returns void. Help us to really grab a hold of this idea that to be in deeper relationship with you, we have to be in relationship with each other and help each other learn more about you. Help us this semester to really grab a hold of the idea that we need to invite people to church so that they can hear about you, and then we personally also need to be telling people about you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, here's a few things that need to happen at this point. We're going to watch a video, not just yet. We're going to watch a video. It's going to introduce you to the adult leaders in the room, and then We'll go through eighth graders. We'll show a slide. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Let me get over here and kill these lights. Oh, this thing's going to squeal if I walk in front of it. Okay. Oh, my awesome wife's going to do it. I need to walk out of the way anyway. So let's watch the screen and see our leaders. Yeah, that last one, he's the best. He's my favorite. Okay, so now we're going to go to small groups. Those of you who are new around here, the rugs that you're sitting on, you'll grab those and slide them to where you're going to have your small group time, and you can just sit on those in a circle and chat. So let's first do eighth graders, because those groups are kind of set. Let me say, if your name doesn't appear on the screen in some of these eighth grade groups, hop in with a friend, or if you were with a group last year and your name wasn't on the list for some weird reason, just go ahead and hop into that group. Or if this is your first time with us at all in eighth grade, just hop in with a friend that you came with, because chances are you came with a friend. If none of those scenarios fit you, come talk to me and we'll get you in a group. Okay, so if you see your name, remember what group you're in, maybe some of your leaders. Kellyanne and Tammy, raise your hands. Yeah, you guys see them? Cool. All right, everybody got your names? Moving on. Next group. Girls B. Dun, 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 dun. Jesse, she's the best. Samantha, she's also all right. Cool. Yep. All right, next group. Boys. Yep, yep, yep. Scott's awesome. Steven's cool. Yep, yep. All right. Iowa. Man, I wish my name was cool like that. All right, eighth graders, you good? Kind of got it? All right, so what I need to happen right now, not just yet, when I say go, everybody stand up. Not yet, not yet. When I say go, everybody stand up. Eighth graders, move to the outside, find your groups, drag a rug out, and go ahead and kind of start your groups. Seventh, not yet, not yet. Seventh graders, all of you guys come to the middle. And let's try not to be too loud, because I'm going to put you guys into groups real quick, okay? First, leaders, you need to make sure every one of your students have one of these. Nobody moving just yet. Nobody moving just yet. You need to make sure everybody has one of these info cards, and then there's also these for the activity tonight. If you didn't get the email about the activity in your group time, talk to another leader or come find me. It's just a little get-to-know-you thing. Students. Leaders, don't take these back up. Students need to hold on to these info cards, and I'll talk about that. Why in a little bit. Okay, so eighth graders, grab rugs, move to the outside. Seventh graders, stand up and just move to the middle here. That's okay. Okay, seventh graders, listen up. I need you to grab, seventh graders, grab, pair up with someone that you like. Pair up with someone that you like. If there's an odd man out, sorry. It's okay. Trust me, it's okay. Just pair up. All right. Now pairs, pair up with another pair. So there should be four people standing around with each other. Four people standing around with each other. You four. Okay, girls are way better at this. Girls are way better at this. All right, let's do this as a group. Yeah, yeah, do those. Yep, grab them. You guys go with them. And you guys are here.